Have you ever dreamed of becoming a scientist?
What do you think the life of a scientist is like?
Do scientists spend all their time in the library or lab? If you want to know the answers, you can listen to our program Knowledgeable Youth.
Knowledgeable Youth. Science communication in times of war.
Hello, dear listeners. My name is Karine Chen, and I work at Eurozone for a youth project called Knowledgeable Youth, Science Communication at the Times of War, which is funded by the Culture Department of the City of Vienna. Eurozone is collaborating with the research institution called the Research Center for the History of Transformations, or in short version, RETSET, and Radio Orange on this youth project. We work together with the aim of bringing Vienna-based teenagers from socioeconomically disadvantaged circumstances the exposure of scientific production and research. Please allow me to give a brief introduction about Eurozine. Eurozine is a network of European cultural journals based in Vienna since 1998. Linking up more than 100 partner journals and associated magazines and institutions from nearly all European countries. Eurozine is also an online magazine which publishes outstanding articles from its partner journals with additional translations into one of the major European languages. In this project, we worked with three special youth groups of Ukrainian students. They all came to Vienna as refugees after February 2022. Each group took part in the role of workshops with researchers and produced a podcast episode with Radio Orange. In this episode, you will hear these Ukrainian students express their ideas about the topics discussed in the workshop with the scientists, reflect on this project, and share their life experiences in Vienna.
And my name is Irena Remestvensky. I am the Managing Director of the Research Center for the History of Transformations, or for short, RESET, at the University of Vienna. RESET is an interdisciplinary research center with a historical core. We look at the economic, social, and cultural transformations mostly in Eastern, but also in Western Europe, after 1989, which is the fall of communism. We are involved in a whole row of initiatives in the area of science communication and are therefore particularly happy to be part of this youth project. As a former freelance trainer in the field of historical political education, I accompanied a total of 12 workshops for Ukrainian young people in this project as a trainer and moderator, and I try to introduce the youths to science as process of knowledge production, but also as a professional field. Since I am a native Ukrainian myself, who has lived in Western Europe for decades by now, and who works at a research institution and an Austrian university, I had quite special access to the participants in this project, and I hope I was able to show them, by my own example, a little bit of what can be achieved with some integration. In this project, we worked with three different youth groups, all of which came from the Ukrainian refugee school in Vienna called the Education Hub Free People. This is a school which was started after February 2022, specifically for the needs of refugee children who became victims of the war in Ukraine and who had to come to Austria, not out of their own will. The children the school caters to are older children, so they're 14 to 17, 18 years of age. And the average age of students we had in this project was 15, 16. And these are young people or children who follow the Ukrainian curriculum, not the Austrian curriculum, and learn English and German intensively parallel to their studies. They will finish school with a Ukrainian diploma, and with that try to enter Austrian universities.
there is one really big problem for me with schools. So you basically, usually all Ukrainians now should go to Austrian school because they're like younger than 15. And in Austrian system, people who are in Ukrainian high school, they're down to 1-2 grades. And for many of people, it's like pretty disaster because they lose years. And also many people don't know if they will stay in Austria. So for many people, it doesn't even make sense to finish Austrian school with 1 or 2 more years. For somebody, it's even 3 years. So they don't even know if they will be like in 5-4 years still in Austria. So for many people, it doesn't even make sense to do that. And many people are doing 2 schools, which is pretty hard. Just imagine doing 1 school and in the same time in the evening doing another school. So it's like already like full day of school.
Yeah, I do understand. Actually, last year I had not 2, but 3 schools at the same time. So I didn't really have an opportunity to breathe freely, you know. Not talking about some free time activities, but at some point I dropped out of one of those because I really didn't have much time for anything. Yeah, and this year I'm just finishing one of those schools, so I guess most people would find the solution for them in this situation, because some of the refugees don't actually have any place to come back at the first place, so they really have to continue studying 1 or 2 grades behind and finish school in 18 and 19 years. Yeah, because they don't really have another choice.
Here we have head of the Free People Educational Space, Mrs. Irina Hamaiko.
Yeah, good day everyone. Thank you for inviting me.
And I'm Lina.
And my name is Maria, and we're here today to find out how she opened a Ukrainian school in Austria. Please tell us, how did you come up with the idea of the school, and what was the main motivation, the main reason to do that?
So the idea was very simple. You know, when Ukraine was hit with the war, and so many mothers with kids started to travel to Austria and everywhere to Europe, I was already here. I'm in Austria for 16 years already. I came here as expat and as working for a bank in Austria. So I knew my ways here in Vienna. And we were looking for the ways to help. And at the time, my employees supported me and the colleagues to establish the educational center. And in that educational center format, we were working starting from April until August. And after the finalization of our common project, which is called Ukrainian Building Centrum, at that time, the idea was very clear. It was not the idea. It was a task just to go on. And I took the decision to leave the bank and set up my own non-government organization and to conduct with the education for the teenagers from Ukraine. Why is it important? It's very clear because teenagers is such an age which is not always simple to go through, even if you are in your own country. And so many teens came to Austria without any German languages. They were lost. Their parents were lost. And, you know, to be lost yourself with the lost parents around is not the best choice. So we decided to create a place. And this place should be a school where young people from Ukraine can come, conduct their education, finalize their schooling, orient themselves in Austria, find their further way, and of course learn German and the hosting country. So I believe our project is a success because all students who are with us already for more than a year giving us positive feedbacks. We hear positive words from their parents, and maybe you can yourself also explain a bit how did you find the last year with us in the school.
My school is the only one Ukrainian school in whole Vienna. There is a Ukrainian program of learning.
and all the teachers and students, they are Ukrainians, so we communicate with each other really easily and we understand each other because there is no pressure from the teachers and from the pupils, because everyone understand the circumstances that we are in and always want to help us to feel ourselves at home.
Well, I feel freedom when I am there.
How did you look for sponsors for the school?
Sponsors is very difficult topic because we managed to find only one sponsor for this year. Erste Stiftung supported us with the 30,000 donation for the project, and all other costs were covered by private funds of myself and of the parents of the kids who were paying the school fee. Otherwise, we couldn't go on because, of course, we need to pay the rental fees for the facilities where we are studying, and our teachers, who are mainly also refugees from Ukraine, also need to have means to support their families. So we are looking further for sponsors because we are conducting this schooling from the September again, and I am welcoming new sponsors to join us and to support kids on their way to the future.
How did you find teachers?
Teachers were looking for the job themselves because they were also new to the country. I have only two German teachers who were already in Vienna before. All others are the refugees themselves, so they were basically free on the market, and we proposed to join us for the project. Some of them are volunteers, some are paid, so in general we have a very professional team of teachers, and I'm happy how the education went through the last year.
Is there like a requirements for students, and how does the studying process look like?
Our studying process is based on the Ukrainian curriculum, and we call ourselves an educational center. We are not yet part of the educational system in Austria, although we are on the way and planning to transform the educational center into the international school in Vienna. And step by step, we will reach this aim. But our educational center has the network agreement with the private school in Ukraine, and our kids are part of the Ukrainian schooling system. And after finalization education with us, all our students will receive the confirmation of the completion of the secondary school level. Our daily work is based on the Ukrainian curriculum. We have different subjects, including physics and geography and chemistry and biology, history, mathematics, Ukrainian language and literature. And of course, we have English and German classes. And we help the students to find their future way through and different points of contact with the different proposals in Austria. Like, for example, you are here at the Radio Orange, so you are learning the new skills. We were visiting universities, and some of you will need to put more efforts into the learning of German language. Otherwise, I'm really happy how this last year went on.
So what are the differences between Ukrainian and Austrian educational system?
The difference is, first of all, Ukrainian educational system is not part of this Bolognian system. We have 11 years to complete the secondary school, and in Austria they have 12 years to get ready for matura. So we have this 1 year difference, which should be compensated if some school students want to go to the universities. But there are ways how to do it through the Vorstudienlehrgang. If kids want to go into the profession, there is no need to make any extra educational, which will prove that they are at level of Austrian matura. Otherwise, subjects are more or less the same. So chemistry is chemistry, math is math, you know, biology is biology. And we are learning the same subjects, but in order to kids from Ukraine to be part of Austrian schooling system, they really need to have German at this specific level and to be able to learn not only language, but to learn different subjects. And if you just came to Austria, it's not possible to to join immediately. So we are fulfilling this gap between two systems, and we are supporting kids to learn not only German language, but also to learn different subjects, because these gaps in the education will be very difficult to complete in the future if you are not doing this now.
So first of all, of course, it was a language, because I have never learned German in my life, like never. I always hated German, I'm sorry. When I moved to Austria, it was really challenging for me because, yeah, one more time, I didn't get along that well with the children from Austria, from Austrian school. But one of the biggest issues was the language. For example, I remember this one situation when I came to the girl, to my classmate, and I asked her about something, and she was like, kinda English, she can talk English. And I don't know, it just was so... not rude, but it really offended me, because I wanted to talk to a person, I wanted, you know, to make new friends, and because of the language barrier, she just sent me to go to another girl. Yeah, of course, I will go to another girl, but I wanted to talk to you. So yeah, I think it was the biggest challenge.
There is an integrational program for Ukrainians in Austria in your school. Can you tell us more about it?
We are basically helping kids to finalize the school based on the Ukrainian curriculum. And we are showing them ways into the further education at the Fachhochschule level and universities, and supporting them with the learning of the German language. So we are also... planning a lot of activities for the new year. This year we completed an absolutely fantastic program with the Reset Institute at the Uni Wien, where our students were able to meet the scientists. We hope that our cooperation will go on for the next school year. We also hope to be able to conduct at the school Youth Entrepreneurship Week, which is supported by other NGOs in Vienna. So we aim to mix up Ukrainian kids with Austrian kids so that they build the new contacts and find the new friends. Also, one of the good ways to integrate is through the sport and different activities. Some of our students are players in the basketball teams, football teams in Vienna. Several girls are very strong in gymnastics. So also very good way is to integrate through the music. So this is the softer ways to be able to come together for different cultures.
How did you imagine the future of the school?
It will transform to the international private school. I have this vision, and it will be a strong, one of the strongest school in Vienna, great, where the people will learn equally German and English and Ukrainian.
In our next episode, we will explore a topic that resonates deeply with the current life experiences of our youth group and many others in Vienna: migration. The group of Ukrainian students learned about this topic with a Ukrainian scientist and researcher, Olena Yemakova from Reset, based on the article titled "The Way Home," written by her. The article delves deep into the journey of Ukrainian transitioning into their diaspora, where they have experienced both support and tension. Returning or remaining has become a political and deeply personal dilemma. Join us as the students also reflect on this topic with their first-hand personal experiences and share their thoughts about migration. Don't miss out on this insightful conversation. Tune in to our next episode. Find more information about this youth project on Eurozane's website, www.eurozane.com. You can find all the articles under Focal Point for Youth Project Knowledgeable Youth. all the articles the youth group learned in open forum with the scientists are available in both English and German. Thank you for listening and your interest. Have a nice day.
Knowledgeable use. Sense communication in times of war.